Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Come on in. Sit right down. Keep your hands up. Keep your chin down. Shut the door. Time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? And you would have been late if I didn't scream it into the phone.
Can't be late. I live here.
Well,
can't be late where you live.
I probably had the mic on, too, when I yelled, "You only have 6 seconds." What is going on, everybody? Not an action-packed show, per se, so we're going to let Matthew produce this so you know what kind of... what's the name of...
It's a D-list type of show. I can guarantee you.
It's an A-list type of celebrities.
Yeah, but I'm the D-list kind of producer.
Why are you giving yourself so much credit?
All right. Well, because F wasn't an option.
All right, so on the show today, WWE superstar Titus O'Neil, as the WWE finally announced, it was rumored, we all kind of knew it, 2020, WrestleMania coming to town.
Huge.
I decided... I could have made it more difficult, but I would have needed to give you a little more notice. Let's list like our top 10 favorite wrestlers.
Okay.
They don't have to be the best wrestlers.
Okay.
The 20 or the 10 that we enjoyed watching.
Okay.
And should I give you my disclaimer now?
Sure.
Out of respect for you.
Yes.
Out of respect to your, and air quotes, mentor.
My brother.
I put him in the top 10.
Of course you did.
I don't know.
He's not on everyone's Mount Rushmore, top four of all time.
It depends on what you're asking. Are you asking greatest or are you asking your favorite? It's two different things.
Okay. Well, I mean, fundamentally.
You may be the greatest pizza maker of all time, but you're not most people's favorite.
Fact.
Right?
That is not false news. That is accurate.
So that's all I'm saying is I went with, and I did it quickly. I probably could have thought. Funk this out a little bit more.
Okay.
But I put the top 10 off the top of my head, quickest that came to me,
okay,
that I enjoy or enjoyed watching.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if you're going to need time. You probably will, and you don't have 2 weeks to do it.
Okay.
Because we're going to do it on today's show at some point. And then in the second hour, in our Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship segment, and I know that you're going to butcher his name.
Paulie Malignaggi.
And I know that I'm going to butcher his name. But yes, Paulie Malignaggi.
There you go.
Is going to be on. I asked Alexa and Google.
Is the G silent?
I don't know.
We'll ask.
The G might be. I don't know about the G, but the G may be. Paulie, Titus will be on. A lot of cool stuff to talk about today. I'm going to drop every once in a while some giveaways that we're slowly accumulating.
Yes.
We are going to be giving away, and I know this is everybody's favorite item they want to win.
What is it?
Some swag from Eastern State Penitentiary.
What?
That's what we're going to give away.
Swag from a penitentiary?
Yep. Yes, we are.
Seriously?
Yes, we are.
Like a jumpsuit? Like
we're gonna
shackles?
I don't know what we're giving away. They're going to. They said, should we mail it to you, or do you want to pick it up? I said, no, mail's good. I don't need to pick it up.
You pick it up, you might not leave.
But since we were talking WWE, you know, the Usos always, you know, scream, welcome to, I think it's the Uso Penitentiary. Well, we're going to give away some swag from Eastern State Penitentiary.
Oh, okay.
Which is in the heart of downtown Philadelphia.
I'm excited to hear what it is or see what it is.
Yeah, no, it'll definitely be cool. Last week, I think it was last week, we had one of the representatives from Arcade 1UP.
Oh, yeah.
And we're working on some cool stuff.
Golden Tee coming up, baby.
Father's Day.
The PGA Valspar coming up. Now's the golfing season.
I think that's next week. You know, that's when you're on the... I know you're now open for lunch. How you're going to get out there and get the liners, I don't know.
I'll figure a way.
But
I don't have a mohawk, so I don't know if they'll let me in now.
You want to move from Coco to Co.
I had a dream about John Daly last night.
That's funny. I just went to my account, and he said he had a dream about me.
No, I'm serious. Like, it was at the Loudmouth event, and like everybody's like, there's no one there. It was just John hanging out by himself. And I'm like, hey.
Kind of like what it was.
And I'm like, what's up, buddy? How you doing? was, I don't know, John Daly on the mind.
I don't know why.
Well, I saw a documentary, like, they showed his bust, and, you know, he, like, sleeps in his RV on his house, like, at his property, because the bed is so comfortable. He actually sleeps better on the RV, so he sleeps in his driveway. You sleep in your driveway as well?
No, when I stick my hand up, you're supposed to say, yes, you in the corner.
Oh, yeah, you in the first row, please.
Wouldn't he be able to move the bed from the bus to his house? Or, I don't know, buy the exact same bed for his house?
Look, it's John Daly. I don't know if anything really makes sense.
And also, you know, I talk too much. I run my mouth. We know that. I finally got reinstated at the medical group that I got kicked out of four years ago. Yeah.
So what are you going to do there?
I went there today.
Run some tests for USDA or... USAS.
No, I won't.
NASDA.
I won't test positive.
Come on.
Steroids, water, or anything healthy.
We test positive for pizza, and that makes you healthy.
All right. I know I am at my limit with Conor McGregor. I'm over it.
Are you?
I'm over it. I'm over it.
He's going to jail.
Well, he won't.
Dependent.
He's not going to go to jail. He's not.
Doing fed time.
He's not. If he didn't go to jail for the assault at Brooklyn, he's not going to jail for stealing somebody's cell phone.
An apple a day gets you 10 to 20.
I wish that he would do it to me, though. I really do.
And smash your phone?
I would press charges.
Would you?
I would.
Well, come on.
I would.
Why?
Throw my phone. I'll press charges and throw you in jail, too.
I'll throw that computer if you don't bring the power cord.
I know. Well, last week I forgot, you know, the new computers have all these new adapters.
Sure.
So last week I forgot all the adapters.
You got to keep buying new adapters to keep relevant. So that's how they make their money on the adapter.
If you would have answered your phone when I called you at noon, you could have reminded me. Cables, cords, all the stuff that we need to do this broadcast.
Well, I got a dumb, stupid, bright idea of reopening my lunch.
Why?
And I was getting crushed.
I thought you hate this thing.
I hate it, but I'm good at it. I mean, look, in business, if you have a product that people demand and then they get pissed off, generally mad at you when you're
upset.
Not open.
If they get upset.
They're mad.
They get upset.
Upset.
Okay.
You should hear my voicemails. Like, people freak out. And so I know that's the blessing, is that I have a product in demand and I'm not open to service the people and they get upset. So
can we all get upset at Conor McGregor?
No.
You're okay with this action?
Yeah, leave the guy alone. At 5 a.m., why are you walking up, put a phone in his face? Like, leave him alone.
First of all, I'm not saying that I'm okay with
quit harassing him. He's,
he didn't. Nobody harassed him.
He's drunk, and he's trying to get back to his room.
They took a picture of him.
He's not in a mind state to deal with your paparazzi iPhone.
When you're a celebrity, you have to deal with
that. I've never knocked anybody out or taken their phone.
Trust me, nobody's ever taken your photo as you've walked down the street.
I guarantee you they have. At Walmart, when I had the mohawk, they thought I was a Guardian of the Galaxy movie. They thought I was Yondu, except he had blue hair.
I don't know who that is, and I also don't
Yes,
care.
You do.
I swear to you.
You don't know who Yondu is?
No.
Yondu's a bad guy in Guardian of the Galaxy.
I have no idea what that is.
It's a great movie.
Or what that means.
You're going to watch it?
I bet I'm not.
You will.
But you know what I will watch? Cobra Kai 2 is coming out.
I know. I tagged you in it.
And... there's all sorts of different
plot twists.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Of course.
But besides Ralph Macchio, who is not very good in this,
he's really not.
He's but
he wasn't good in the original.
Daniel LaRusso,
he wasn't good either.
He was well. Daniel LaRusso was okay. Ralph Macchio's not.
He's terrible.
You know, he's just not a good actor.
The best guy in the place is Billy Zabka.
Oh, easily. Now. Sensei is back. Martin Cove is
your
back.
Boy.
So I'm interested to see how season two, how that plays out. But, you know, the way that I look at that is, to me, Billy Zabka is not acting.
Okay.
Billy Zabka is just in this movie. Ralph Macchio is acting.
Sure.
It's kind of like, I don't know if you watch Blue Bloods.
No.
I think Tom Selleck is an awful actor.
Okay.
He's awful.
But he was great at Magnum P.I. He was iconic.
He was okay.
That was his role.
But watch Blue Bloods and watch the difference between Tom Selleck as Commissioner Reagan and Wahlberg as his son. To me, Wahlberg is just there. It's not like he's acting. He's just there. It's kind of like when we do an interview. We're not interviewing. We're just here. And that's my problem with Ralph Macchio in... I thought he was better in My Cousin Vinny.
Okay.
Than Karate 1, 2, 3, 4, and 9.
Yeah, but that's how he got typecasted and can't get away from that role. I mean, how are you going to, you know, doesn't have much range.
A lot of announced trades that are not trades until 4 o'clock today.
For NFL?
For the NFL.
Yeah.
Thoughts on that?
Some big names moving around, for sure. Looks like Cleveland's finally getting serious about winning.
I heard that they're now like 15-1 to win the Super Bowl.
Really?
Before, let's say in the last couple of days, they were probably universe to one to win the Super Bowl.
Sure.
But now, yeah, 15-1. Everybody's jumping on it.
Got your Antonio Brown moving out the your boy.
To
Chucky.
Gruden. Yep.
Chucky.
I think it's just getting ready for Vegas.
Yeah, they're stocking up. They're loading up. It's gonna be dangerous. Man, they're gonna be sick in Vegas.
They might want to get the stadium done.
They don't really need a stadium.
They're just gonna play on
the field.
On the pitch.
All you need is the pitch. I mean, if you build a wall and keep the fans out that didn't pay.
Why you always got to get me riled?
I'm just saying, the wall. It's all about the wall. You don't need a wall to play football.
Hey, congratulations to Cy Young Award winner and your Tampa Bay Ray, Blake Snell.
Yeah.
He got a pay raise.
Did he?
He wins the Cy Young, and the Rays step up and give him a pay raise.
How much?
$15,500.
No. Come on.
That was his pay raise.
There's no way.
There's a way.
Are you serious?
Yep.
How do you do that?
Because you can.
How do you give a guy like Chase Utley, or what's the guy's name from the Phillies?
Bryce Harper.
Same guy.
No, it's not the same
guy. Two weird names, like two names that shouldn't belong together. But how do you give that guy $330 million for 13 years?
Well, let's be honest. Hold on. He's only going to end up with $180.
All right. And he stopped caring about baseball yesterday.
Well, I think he stopped caring when he was sort of in school, in high school, when he was playing. And I just saw, as I jumped on just checking my emails, he's not even listed in the top 10 of best baseball players.
Yeah, what's he won?
I find that surprising.
He's done nothing.
Well, that's not true.
He's done nothing.
The team has done nothing.
What has he done? What has he earned? What has he won?
The best thing that he's done is at Spectrum Field when they announced him and they gave him his jersey and all that. Did you hear what he said?
No.
This is awesome. And if you're going to say what I'm going to tell you Bryce Harper said, you can only say it to the fans of the Philadelphia Phillies.
Okay.
Bryce Harper said he's looking forward to bringing a world championship to D.C.
But he doesn't play for the Nationals anymore.
It was awesome.
Are they moving the capital city to Philly?
All I know is all my brothers and sisters in the city of brotherly love Bryce Harper already. They're going to boo him opening day. I can't wait, and I'll be there.
So the question is, when are you going to sell that Bryce Harper lineup card that you got the first ever?
First ever.
With his name on it.
Official. It's the first ever official lineup card with Bryce Harper as a Philadelphia Philly.
And you have it in your possession.
I have the first one he's in, where the first game he played as a Philly, he was the designated hitter. And then the first game that he played in the outfield, I have that one as well.
And that's why you're the inside source to the Phillies organization.
It is pretty
cool. Randy Harris.
It is pretty cool. So
we thought you went just for the cheesesteaks, but they think pretty highly of you there.
Yeah, we won't say that. But how I acquired it is a different story. All legal.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you know umpires.
You got to know people.
You know, they just throw that stuff in the trash.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Yeah.
And so you used to dumpster dive in Denver. I'm dumpster diving now.
Yeah, dumpster diving should be an Olympic sport.
It should be. What's the other stupid thing they're doing? The Olympics are bringing something stupid back.
The curling?
No, curling's not stupid.
Come on, it's stupid.
I love curling.
I could win with a Swiffer brush and a hockey puck.
I've seen you clean at your house. You would not win.
What do you mean?
You would not win.
My house is great. I have a housekeeper.
But I'm saying you.
Those Latin countries that would dominate the Olympics.
You're such an idiot.
I'm just saying. No one's going to get it cleaner than a Brazilian.
You. And you're only saying that why?
Because my wife is Brazilian.
I wanted you to get thrown under the bus. I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole. All right, so I saw on the Book of Face or the Twitter feed or something, and I don't think it was from our buddy Tim Bosch. I think his wife posted it.
Okay.
I didn't see the R word, but everything that she was implying was that Tim possibly might have called it a career.
Oh, no. I mean, yeah, you kind of figure. I mean, he's doing barbecue now.
He is.
So he's like got other business ventures going on. Like, how many fights do you really need to do to show your worthiness in that sport? I mean, like,
I'm gonna say none.
Like, you don't have anything else to prove. You've already done it all. What's he gonna do? He's never gonna be a top 10 guy. He's never gonna win the championship.
So. When you're fighting, I'm going to kill you if you don't get this thing fixed. Are you fighting for the love of the sport? Are you fighting to acquire the title, whether it's tag team? What if there was a tag team MMA event?
They have it in Russia. It's like 5-on-5.
No, it's 5-on-5. That's awesome. But no, it needs to be tag team. It needs to be a tag team. You're beating the snot out of somebody, and then you tag out.
Well, what's that actor's name that falsified the attack in Chicago? Jesse something?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he fought three people at once.
Two people.
No, him, himself, and I.
No, he fought two people. He didn't beat himself up. Yeah. He paid somebody, allegedly, beat him up.
The Nigerians. And we know from Usman that the Nigerians are the greatest fighters at the welterweight in the world.
I'm okay with that.
First championship, right, for Nigeria?
How about somebody came up to Us and said, can you name all of the the first non-American champions in every weight class?
Oh, wow.
It's kind of ridiculous.
Okay. Yeah, it's tough. That's a tough question.
It is. You know, because you're not necessarily thinking, you know, that far back.
Like Royce Gracie from Brazil.
Wow. You really stepped out and pulled one that nobody would have thunk.
Jose Canseco from Snitch Island.
Yeah, what did he just do? Did he just do something again?
He just ratted on A-Rod for cheating on J-Lo because he proposed to her.
Yeah.
And with his ex-wife.
So we're playing in a national softball tournament.
Okay.
Right? We were pretty good.
Was that the way Eminem was there?
I don't know who that is.
The rapper, singer.
No.
Did you play softball with Eminem? He was outfield?
No.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. It was the Consecos.
Was it?
Yeah, so we go to play, and we're playing against Jose and Ozzy. And I want to say he was still playing at the time.
Okay.
Well, you know, we used to play in St. Pete, and there was a Tampa Bay Ray, might even have been a Devil Ray to show you how long ago it was, that he was playing against us.
Okay.
So he came up to bat one time, and I'm catching, and he looked down at me, and I looked at him and looked away, and he knew that I knew, and he goes, you don't see this. I said, okay, I don't see nothing. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know anything. All right. Have you thought at all about your 10 favorite WWE years?
Sure.
Now, your 10 favorite wrestlers. I don't know if we have to say WWE, do we?
WWF is where the legends live.
Nah, it's not true.
Nah, the WWE is whack. Who's out there that you really... Who's the big name? Bigger than Hogan, Andre the Giant. I mean, maybe The Rock because he is on movies, but...
In my opinion.
Yeah, in your opinion. Who's bigger than those? Andre and Hulk. Who's bigger than those two?
Again, when I said to start this off, I'm not saying who are the best. I said, who are your 10 favorite to watch?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to be the best. You don't have to be in the top 100 if it's somebody you enjoy watching. So it's different. Now, if you want to say the best, I mean, I might change one or two. I might drop Hogan out of this if you want to say the best.
Well, Hogan said Cena was his favorite.
Yeah,
at the Boys and Girls Club with your boy Titus.
So I'll give you my 10th.
Okay.
I really didn't want to give you 10 because it's going to surprise you.
Go ahead.
But my 10th favorite wrestler to watch is Charlotte Flair.
Okay.
I enjoy watching her.
I'm down with the glow.
No, the glow is somebody else. You make this so difficult.
Glamorous ladies of wrestling.
Yeah.
Well, I love those ladies.
Since I know you're not going to come up.
That was my radio career being carried away in the ambulance.
on my quickly done list, sitting at number 9, arguably one of the best talented wrestlers of all time is AJ Styles.
Okay.
Outside of Atlanta, somewhere, Gainesville, Georgia, I think he's from.
Never heard of it.
Sitting at 8, and to be honest, I had him higher.
Okay.
But I knew you were going to cry. Stop spitting on yourself. Because you just did. But I switched him with Hogan. But sitting at 10-8 is Razor Ramon, better known as Scott Hall.
I don't know who that is.
Not saying that what?
Scott Hall?
Ask Terry who he is.
I don't know.
One of his boys.
Is that the Steiner brothers?
Yes. No, it's not.
Perfect.
Above him, Dusty Rhodes.
Okay. The old Dusty Trail.
And again, these are just who I enjoyed watching. Okay. Above him, personal friend of mine, Diamond Dallas Page.
Okay.
I threw Hogan in there just so you didn't cry.
You have to put Hogan in there.
Well, it doesn't mean I enjoyed watching him. I would put him in the top 10 of all time.
You saw him walk in the Boys and Girls Club. Kids that have no idea who he is or what era he came from, he still was a bigger star than anybody in that building.
I'm not arguing
that. He's the best. He's a legend. He's number one always on wrestling, top 10 anything.
He would be top 10 wrestlers. I just didn't. Whatever.
Top 10 entertainers, top 10.
I wasn't a Hulkamaniac.
Top 10 mustaches. He's got it all. He's got all the titles.
I wasn't a Hulkamaniac. Okay?
The only thing he doesn't have is top 10 movies because Thunder Island.
Yeah, that wasn't very good. All right. Going ahead of him, sitting at number 4, I had Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Stone Cold.
Number 3, you already said number 3.
Andre.
No, Andre didn't make my 10. Okay. Would be The Rock.
Okay.
Sitting at number 2, he's on my phone. That would be Charlotte's dad, Ric Flair.
Sure. And the guy who got your phone back for you. Because your phone fell out at the Grand Prix.
What I was told, now you would have seen it. I didn't. I was told it didn't fall out.
I'm radio. I don't do video.
I was told it flew in the air.
Yeah, return one on the Grand Prix go-kart track.
Yeah.
And the only way that you got your phone back was because people walking around like, hey, I don't know who that guy is, but the other guy is Ric Flair.
And then I heard him say it like 2 or 3 times, and I'm like, wait a second. And I stuck my hand in my pocket for my phone, and it was gone. And I'm thinking,
oh, man.
How did my – what? They said that when you got hit at that turn, and I got hit 4 or 5 turns.
By Virginia Johnson.
She took me out before he even started.
Bay News 9.
Well, I guess that's what you're going to cheat.
She wrecked you.
Cheat quickly.
Took you out of the game.
Oh, I jumped three go-karts right at the start. I was going to win that thing. You were going to lose it for us, but I was going to win it for us. I got hit on the first turn. I got hit on the second turn. The mayor hit me on the 4th turn. I got drilled by everybody.
You shouldn't tell me you got rear-ended by the mayor. That's not fun to say.
Hey, is he running for re-election?
I don't know.
So who do you think's sitting at number 1 for me?
Number 1, Andre the Giant.
No, I already told you he's not in my list. Thanks for listening.
It's probably going to be one of these new age guys.
Yeah, it's new age. It's the Macho Man.
Oh, the Macho Man. I should have known that.
Randy sits at number 1. All right, so you can't name Hogan as your favorite of all time.
Okay, I won't.
So who would your favorite of all time be? If it wasn't Terry, your mentor, big brother.
I'm going to go with the Ultimate Warrior.
Really?
Yeah, I love the. He had the blood flow restriction straps on the biceps before it was a cool, trendy gym movement. Like, he was the best, man. He was a beast.
All right, maybe after the show, we'll film you grabbing a ring rope and just shaking it like a moron.
Yeah, no, the Ultimate Warrior. I'll put him there since I can't put Terry. I'm gonna put Hacksaw Jim Duggan in my mix.
Hello.
Going with the Junkyard Dog.
How about Wahoo McDaniel? Are you in that?
Jimmy Snuka, Sugar Fly.
Ricky Steamboat?
The Iron Sheik?
Do you know
Animal Steel?
Do you know who Ricky Steamboat is?
Yeah.
All right, so I coached his nephew, T-Ball.
Okay.
And I remember coaching him, and Ricky would come out all the time, and they're all good guys.
Yeah, of course.
You know who I left out? This lit.
Fruity. Oh, taking the. You're done.
I'm throwing the list away.
Oh, who is it?
I left off Michael P.S. Hayes, the Freebirds.
Oh, see, I didn't really get into the Freebirds. But I'll tell you, Bushwhacker Luke.
Now,
and Butch.
But did you like
the
him?
Bushwhackers.
Did you like him before you met him?
Yeah.
I want to see how honest you are.
No, back in the day, like the camo suits that they wore and the way that they marched to the ring, like that was my thing. Like, I loved that.
I honestly believe you had no idea who he was before you met him.
I thought he was a garbage pail kid when I met him. I was like, I've seen this guy somewhere. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
But no, those are the legends, man. Like Tatanka. Tatanka, actually, funny story. Tatanka was the first guy that welcomed me to St. Pete. I met him at Gold Gym.
Did he sell you a car?
No. He took me to church. And I went to church with him. And then
that's a country song, take you to church.
Take me to church.
Right.
And then it was like the first holiday of Memorial Day. He took us down to Siesta Key, and my wife and his kids and his wife. And it was great, man. Chris is a great guy.
So he walks into the pizza store to get a pizza, and he ends up taking you to a deserted island. That's interesting.
Yeah, it was like Survivor.
That's interesting. funny how that whole thing plays out.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. All right. We're going to go hit our first break of the afternoon. When we come back, we'll talk about JDS and that fight and some of the other fights from Wichita.
Wichita.
As well as look ahead. Philadelphia right around the corner. We have Atlanta. I know there's many.
Every week.
That we're not going to, but we're going. I'm going to Philly. I'm going to Atlanta. I'm going to Fort Lauderdale. And you're going to sell pizzas.
So. Well, I open my lunches back up so I can pay, so I can go to Atlanta, I can go to Philly, and go to Nashville. I got a lot of stuff to pay for coming up soon.
Go sell some pizza.
After
coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, the 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Stap Sub.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong. Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment. With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
The Rugged Maniac returns to the Tampa Bay area on April 20th, and we hope you will join the Randy regime as we run the 25 epic obstacles from fire jumps, water slides, trampolines, underground tunnels, and much more in a three-mile course ending with beer and music. Register today at ruggedmaniac.com. Pick your race time and shirt size, and then get ready for the best time you've ever had. This is the Rugged Maniac 2019.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tour de Pizza.
Duh.
88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. WWE superstar Titus O'Neil coming up momentarily. Real quickly, because we had some people text us. They wanted to know on this particular list, I think it's the four-letter network list, they have Bryce Harper sitting at number 15, the 15th best player.
How do you give him that kind of money when he hasn't done anything?
He has done something.
He hasn't earned anything. He hasn't won a title. He hasn't done anything.
Again, the problem with that is when it's a team sport, you can be the absolute best player. Well, look at this list.
Do you
have any idea who number one is?
Number one?
Yeah. I think even you should know, and you know nothing.
I would say probably Aaron Judge.
Right. Mike Trout sits at number one. Okay. Judge is at 11.
Okay.
Mike Trout sits at number one, going to be a free agent. Bryce Harper's already trying to
corral him to come to the Phillies.
Illegally do all the things that he's going to do. He can afford the fines.
Sure.
Mike Trout hasn't won a World Series.
Yeah.
So you can be the absolute best player. Dan Marino, I don't want to say he was the best player, but he was up there.
Yeah.
So when it's a team sport, I think it's unfair to say he hasn't won anything. Bryce Harper is a stud.
Yeah, but like a guy like Ray Lewis is like the leader of the locker room. Like he turns those guys, makes them perform at their best to win and earn championships. I think if you're going to have a guy that's worth $330 million, you got to have a guy that's like making everyone around him better, and then they win. Like LeBron, like Shaq, like Kobe.
Sap.
They're all team. the internet gave up on you because of a stupid
1 million percent. What he was in the locker room, he was everything that you just said. He was everything that you claim, even though you were never in a Baltimore Ravens locker room. So you have no idea what Ray Lewis did in a locker room. I know what Warren Sapp did in the locker room in Tampa Bay.
He didn't threaten anybody. He was like, what? He didn't threaten to stab anybody. Because if Ray said, I'll stab you if you don't make a tackle, you believed him.
Warren
allegedly.
Warren had some scuffles in the locker room.
I bet. No, I think Warren was that guy. I think
he was.
And that was the last of a dying breed. I mean, you don't see that anymore. You don't see those guys, Mike Singletary. You don't see those guys, Ronnie Lott. You know, those old school guys that like could really get in your face and yell. Because now it's a new league. Now these guys are dictating where they go, where they play, who they're with. I mean, look at Antonio Brown. He made his own deal.
Well, I think a lot are going to start doing that.
Well, yeah, he set the precedent.
Same with Bell.
And it's the same thing in the workforce. I mean, now employees are dictating when they work, when they're available, when they're not coming in. You know, it's crazy. I mean, the world's changing because of technology and because of opportunity.
And when you have people that assault you for your cell phone or assault a bus.
Define assault. Just because he broke your cell phone doesn't mean he assaulted you. You think McGregor like assaulted the guy?
It is assault.
Why? Because he broke a phone that was worth $1,000?
Hey.
Come
on. You can't. You have to step up and eventually hold people accountable.
I get it, because media and paparazzi, and they're annoying, and they hunt, and they track.
I don't think
down.
This was media or paparazzi.
Who was it?
I just think this was Joe Schmo from London.
A fan?
I think he was European.
Okay.
And he just took a photo.
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying it's right or it's wrong, but when you're in public, you're in, or as the great one Ron White says, public. When you're in public, hey, whatever.
Okay.
And I don't want to say that it's... You have to accept it, but guess what? You have to accept it. You can't go and be physical, male or female, and put your hands on somebody. For him to, now, from what I read, he stuck his hand out to shake the guy's hand.
Okay.
And when he shook his hand, he took his phone.
Oh yeah? Like a little switcheroo?
Little
suck him in and then... Smack them while they're close?
So, I don't know. And as we continue to talk about...
I think there should be zones. Like, from midnight to 5 a.m., if you're leaving a nightclub, no one can talk to you.
It's funny how we're talking about Conor McGregor, who is, we're going to say, the number 6, and a complete 180 of Conor McGregor is Titus O'Neil.
Number 1.
You know... Hopefully he'll be on momentarily. We'll talk about WrestleMania, what's going on. And I'm excited for WrestleMania to be in our town, you know, because of your mentor.
Has it ever been here before?
No.
So this is huge. Is this bigger than Super Bowl? For the city? For the city?
No.
For the city?
No.
For revenue?
No.
For cool factor?
It's pretty up there.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, no, it's not just, and this is one of the things that I want to talk about with Titus. And as we continue to
get... Is it
going to
be outdoors?
What?
Is it Raymond James? So it's going to be outdoors?
Yes.
What if it rains?
Guess what?
You're going to get wet.
You're going to get wet.
Oh, my gosh. It's so exciting.
Yeah. But it's not just WrestleMania.
Why wouldn't they put it in the truck?
Can I finish?
Sure.
Can you just drink from the 18-gallon Mountain Dew in front of you? It's not just WrestleMania. It's everything else. NXT. The Saturday that I continue to talk about, which to me is awesome.
The Fan Expo kind of thing.
Yeah, it's the Fan Expo, and, sure. I walked around. And
I'll bring the Mohawk back for this event.
No, you won't.
Sure.
You're going to have Raw. You're going to have SmackDown. It's like one day after another. So it's not just WrestleMania,
sure,
which is the big granddaddy of them all, but it's everything else. That all comes in, and I guarantee you, I'm going to go to the Saturday for sure.
Oh, yeah.
You also have the Hall of Fame induction.
Yeah.
You know, so.
It's big for the city, I think. I think.
It's, and like they talked about with the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete, it's all of the exposure. You know, it was on TV, and you see the city of St. Pete for the race. You're going to see the city of Tampa. You're going to see Tampa Bay. It's going to be on, you know, as you watch for 6 weeks, 8 weeks before, as all the wrestlers point up to the WrestleMania sign. And,
sure.
You know, WrestleMania in Tampa Bay. Well, you know that somebody like Titus or Hulk, or if they're allowed, they're going to slide in. It's not just WrestleMania.
Yeah.
It's WrestleMania in Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
And it is. It's
and
cool.
It's where it started. I mean, isn't it the finishing school? Then the training center used to be here.
Yeah.
Then it moved over to Orlando. But that's why all the guys still lived in the area. They got used to the area, the weather.
That may be some of it, but it's not all of it. But, you know, finally, as The Rock would say, you know, finally the WrestleMania has come to Tampa Bay. And to start off us talking about it, and we're going to talk about it for the next year, is our friend, WWE superstar, Titus O'Neil. Titus, how are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Not too bad. Talk about for a second, and I know we talked last week with you about it, how exciting it is to have it in our hometown, in our backyard.
I mean, it's extremely exciting for several reasons. I mean, number one, for every performer, WWE superstar or crew member or whatever it may be, that travels, you know, 300 plus days a year, to be able to sleep in our bed, our own bed, for a week straight will be awesome. Not to say that we'll subsequently get enough sleep because of all the excitement and the things that we're doing in the community, but it will be a great opportunity for those that, you know, that have lineage here, the families who lived here. You know, we got people that have been in the business, second generation, third generation guys that have had roots here for years, and it's been 35 years in the making, you know, and it's time. Tampa Bay has definitely rose to the occasion on numerous occasions with various other sporting and entertainment events. We've had Beyonce come here. We've had Super Bowls. We've had national championships. And to not have had a WrestleMania in the state of Florida, especially in the city of Tampa, but we've had it in Orlando and we had it in Miami, but never in Tampa. It's an exciting time for all the performers, superstars, production people. We're going to get great weather, great food, and great people.
So how many WWE superstars that may not live in the Tampa Bay area, but obviously they've been here because the shows have been at Amalie and other arenas around town, are they going to reach out to you and say, where do I need to go eat? Where do I need to go stay? What do I need to do? Have they already started doing that with you?
Yeah, they do that when we have Raw and SmackDown and non-televised events here. So I know they're going to be doing it when WrestleMania comes. It'll just be at a higher level simply because it'll be 200,000 plus other people from around the country and around the world descended upon this city. I probably won't be able to type fast enough on social media platforms all the great places to go and eat because there are so many. But definitely with the WWE superstars, I'm going to give them a crash course on the sides of town, you know, east, west, north, south Tampa. We even have them go across the bridge, too. We got some great restaurants in St. Pete, Clearwater. I mean, the whole area is as big as you want to make it and as small as you want to make it. It all depends on everybody's schedule. But, yeah, if everybody knows one thing, they know I know where to get the good food at.
That's definitely for sure. You know, also, as we continue to talk about 2020, WrestleMania coming to Tampa, you know, it's also all of the other events, everything that's packed into it. There's events on Saturday. You know, Raw will be here. SmackDown will be here. NXT will be here. I mean, it's not just Sunday WrestleMania. It's 4, 5, 6 days of WWE and WWE superstars.
Yeah, it's four days of activity with in-ring or in-arena performances, you know, starting with the Hall of Fame ceremony, and then we have NXT TakeOver, and then we have WrestleMania and SmackDown and Raw TV. Everybody that knows anything about wrestling, and even those that don't know anything about wrestling, have to be excited not only about WrestleMania, but all the other events surrounding it, because the 9 times out of 10, they're sold out within minutes of going on sale. I do not get comp tickets, so I can say this on record. Please don't call me, text me, email me, inbox me for any tickets because it will be sold out within a matter of minutes of getting put on. But it's also the 200 plus talent appearances that we have, the WrestleMania fan access, which gives people an opportunity to go through talent entrances, WWE, to go to the, they can mimic and imitate their favorite WWE superstars. They have all types of interactive games and panels and autograph signings that access, fan access. So that because everything is a production. You have live matches going on during Access as well with some of our NXT superstars and some of our Raw and SmackDown superstars. They pop in every once in a while, too. So it is a great week of not just in-ring and sports entertainment, but also a great week for people to find out what our community is about. We'll be partnered with various organizations like Boys and Girls Club, Metropolitan Ministries, I mean, the United Way, Suncoast. I mean, the list goes on and on. Hillsborough County Schools, the Sheriff's Office, the Tampa Police Department, the Mayor's Office. We'll engage in every single facet of this city and this county. I got to give props to Tampa Bay Sports Commission Executive Director Rob Higgins, who did him and his staff and with Claire and everyone, and obviously Commissioner Ken Hagan, who's been a big proponent of bringing awesome events here. The guys over at Eric Hart and David Moss and everybody over at Raymond James Stadium and TSA. I mean, our city is ready. We got a great team with WWE superstars and production crews, but we even have a greater team, I feel like, in the city of Tampa to be able to really bring all this stuff full circle.
Titus, how rewarding is it for you to work for a company like the WWE that is so giving? I was at that event with the Boys and Girls Club, and everything that you and everybody was talking about, and here's these youngsters, 5, 6, 7, and 8, and they look up to you, and you know, they come to the Boys and Girls Club, and their attendance is so good, and it's a lot of help from you and your fellow WWE superstars that make that possible.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is an honor. You know, it's a platform that we all utilize, you know, to the fullest, not just to push our WWE products on television and our merchandise sales, but we also use it to push initiatives, awareness, bring people together from all walks of life. You know, as many may know, our social media following is larger than any other sports organization combined with others. We just hit 1 billion social media followers. We have 1 billion YouTube subscribers. And so we take those platforms along with our television assets, and we try to make change, man. We make change and we put smiles on people's faces, and that's what our end goal is every single time we have an opportunity to do anything. As you noticed at the WrestleMania press conference, we don't do anything average. And that's what I love about this company is that we're not a company full of average people. We're a company full of very extraordinary people doing very extraordinary things in an extraordinary way.
I can't disagree with you at all. I know you have some things in the works, and I know that us at the station and me personally can't wait to get involved and help you with that. And as always, Titus, thank you very much for your time, and hopefully we can get you back on again very, very soon.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Titus O'Neil, one of ours. You know, when you're talking Tampa Bay.
Worldwide.
What a good guy.
Not Tampa Bay. He's worldwide.
Well, he is worldwide, but he's Tampa Bay. He's one of us.
Sure. He is.
You know, even though I was born elsewhere, I've lived my whole life, but maybe 3 weeks here.
That's true.
You know, now I left when I was in the military, but my driver's license still said Tampa Bay. Well, sure. It didn't. It said St. Pete, but didn't say Tampa Bay. But he is worldwide, and he is a class guy. So that's the difference between the knucklehead that we were talking about, you know, who broke somebody's phone in Miami and had to bond out again, and somebody like Titus O'Neil. And, you know, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Do you have a problem calling Terry Bollea Hulk Hogan?
No.
No, but you know what I mean? It's like Titus isn't Titus's name.
Right.
But
it's Thaddeus.
Right. And sometimes I feel weird, you know, when we're just like we did an event in Nashville, and it's like, do you call him Thaddeus or do you call him Titus? Now, I think I told you the story about Big Black, who passed away a few years ago
at the airport.
And we really never spoke again after I called him by his real name.
Yeah, because he only went by Big Black.
He was livid at me.
Yeah.
And so you kind of feel weird, and you never really know.
Well,
you know?
Because the nickname, that becomes your alter ego. That's what the fans know you as. But then, like, once people make it into your inner circle, you call them by the real name. So, like, I called Hulk for a year before I was comfortable calling Terry.
Does he still call you, hey, you?
No, he calls me the Mohawk guy, I guess.
No, he called you Pizza Man.
No, did he?
Yeah.
Then they gave me a gift, and I cut it off.
Maybe he can give you a gift of better internet. Is that possible? What do you need to do to get better internet?
I don't know. Maybe your computer's sucking all the juice out. I don't know. Maybe it's too powerful.
Well, that could be. It could be too powerful because this is a powerful.
Where's McGregor at? He can come break this thing up.
And then what?
We'll go back to the old computer where we didn't have issues.
It can't be the computer.
I don't know.
You can't have a faster, better computer and now have issues.
Well, this is plugged in directly to Spectrum. There's a cable running.
There's your mistake.
Spectrum.
you said a cuss word.
Oh, that place.
You're going to get
on
in
a different
trouble.
Level.
So in the second hour in the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship segment, Paulie Malignaggi. I think I added too many gees.
That's my job to butcher the names. I like to do that.
All right, you can introduce him.
Perfect.
All right, do you want to practice?
Mahogany. What? I mean, fuck, sounds good. Maggiano's. I like their pasta.
Yeah.
They should be a sponsor of the show.
I think every restaurant. You claim to know all these people that own restaurants, yet not a single one is involved in this program.
Well, the problem is A,
is I want
to
eat there.
I don't like to ask for anything, and B, I don't like to ask for anything. See, I need a raise.
Is there any way? the first thing that I want you to ask for then is when you can sit down with whether it's your maker or your wife or another pizza guy. I need you to ask somebody for more talent.
For more talent?
Talent. Can you ask somebody for that?
For me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? You're getting full throttle, buddy. I'm redlining it.
You're lining it.
I'm about to blow up.
I don't know if I should go on my flight to Philly.
Because of Boeing 876 or whatever
the number is.
Yeah.
Would it be wrong?
They're trying to ground it.
Yeah. Would it be wrong of me to call the airline and ask what airline?
Why don't you John Madden it? Just grab an RV from the RV superstore out there on I-4 and just right up the.
I'll do that as long as you drive.
Get John Daly. He's not using it. Maybe.
Yeah, but he'll be in the bed and I'm not sharing it with him.
You wouldn't share a bed with John Daly?
No.
Are you serious?
I wouldn't share a bed
free,
with you.
A free ride to Philly?
No.
You wouldn't do that?
No.
Are you serious?
No. I would sleep in the chair like I do at home.
Actually, this guy right here, this guy's a professional MMA fighter, like a Thai kickboxer from Rhode Island, well, right? Vermont, Rhode Island.
Why don't you wait until the break to ask the questions so that there's not dead air when our internet's not up?
There's no questions. I'm just telling you who he is because you're like, why is this fan? Why is a fan just sitting here spinning on a circle?
I don't believe him, so maybe during the break I can see him kick you in the head.
Well, look, I have his sunglasses that he left here on Saturday in my office, so if I don't return them, he probably will kick me in the head.
All right.
I tried to track him down the other day, but he's too fast.
Maybe I'll tell him if you return them as a gift to me, he'll kick you in the head.
Sounds like a plan. Maybe I'll remember what state he was from.
That could be.
I guess there's his brother. Oh, look.
All right, now,
oh, man. Oh, we got all the big guys here now. Look at this.
Then they both can kick you in the head. All right. So, or the bigger guy can hold you while the littler guy kicks you in the head.
You called him little? No, you're gonna get kicked in the head.
He's littler than the big guy. What'd you think of Dos Santos and Derek Lewis? Did you watch the fight?
I did.
Okay.
It went exactly how I expected it to go.
Did you really?
Yeah, I didn't think. Well, no.
I picked JDS to win.
I thought he gave Lewis. I was surprised by Lewis's agility. I was surprised by his scissor kicks and it's like his flying knees. I mean, I was surprised at how well he moved. So I really thought Dos Santos was just going to take it to the ground or hold him against the cage, you know, and use his jiu-jitsu. But like Cormier did, obviously, which was successful.
I told you. I told JDS last week when he was on the program, and I've told anybody that listens, his punching power is still impressive. I'm still scared from when I was in his workout room, and that was probably 4 years. I'm telling you, and I'm not making stuff up.
Yeah.
When we were in there, they started on the left corner. We were in the right corner.
Right.
He was in the top left corner. I was in the bottom right corner. And he worked his way over, and he hit this guy so hard, it hurt me. Physically, it did. I could feel the punch. And so that didn't really surprise me, that fight.
Who does Dos Santos fight next? I mean, who's the next logical fight for him? Wouldn't is it Kane? Is it?
No.
Nagano?
I don't know. I mean, again, rankings don't mean anything, so I don't even care.
Yeah.
I'm so fed up with rankings.
Because, I mean, Derek Lewis shouldn't have even... Derek Lewis only got this opportunity...
He joked his way into it.
Because he beat Volkov, who fought the worst fight.
No, I don't think he got the fight because he beat him.
He got it because of the afterwards saying
the,
that his
the pants and the, you know, his balls were hot and all that kind of stuff.
Right. That made him a viral sensation. Right.
Right. Right. And that helped sell. I mean, I enjoy watching him.
Right.
Just like I've always said, I've always enjoyed Tank Abbott watching him fight because he comes and fights and gets knocked out quickly.
Sure.
You know, and then we can go home and eat pizza and beer and whatever else you do.
Right.
You know, Derek Lewis comes to fight when he can.
Sure.
You know, if you take him down, it's going to be like Quentin Rampage Jackson. It's the same kind of thing.
I was surprised by his movement, though. I mean, the big guy was throwing head kicks. I mean, I was like, whoa.
And you had to have sat back once, twice, three times and thought Lewis was going to win.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he tagged.
He tagged him. He touched him up. I mean, in that sport, it just takes one glitch, one second of a stutter.
Wow, did you just figure that out?
Yeah.
What is the difference? Let me ask you the difference.
King Mo and
what is the difference between he's a kickboxer and mixed martial arts? Let me see if you can explain it.
Mixed martial arts uses all the disciplines.
Name all the disciplines. This is a test.
Muay Thai.
To see if you can stay as my
Muay Thai, boxing, grappling, wrestling, jiu-jitsu.
What is it?
Jiu-jitsu.
Oh, I thought you said a jiu-jitsu.
Aikido. Judo. Yeah. Judo.
I was just curious if you knew the difference.
Karate. Yeah, karate. Karate Kid.
That's the video game that I'm getting.
Taekwondo.
I'm getting the Karate Fighter.
The Karate Fighter?
Yeah. Taekwondo.
Yeah. You got bum fighting. That worked out for, who was your boy down in Miami? What was that guy's name?
Kimbo.
Kimbo! Get some bum fights. What if Bruce Buffer announced them? It's like, getting from fighting out of bum fights coming from Fort Lauderdale underpass.
Well, first of all, it's not funny because he's no longer with
495.
us. 495. Nice, one of the nicest guys I've ever been around.
But watching Derek Lewis fight, it's kind of like watching Kimbo. You see him develop each time. You see him start to learn different moves. Like kind of like Brock Lesnar. Like you start to see him develop into a better, well-rounded transitions, better mixed martial artist. You know, so I like it. I mean, I want to see Derek Lewis keep improving, and I want to see him again.
I don't know if I want to see him improve.
No.
I enjoy watching him now.
Just
again, it's kind of like that top 10 we were talking about. Are we talking about best fighters or enjoyable fighters? I mean, there are I could name 40 fighters that are better than Derek Lewis.
Oh, sure.
Just in the heavyweight division.
They were just at Wichita. I mean.
Just at Wichita. But I don't know if any of those I would rather watch fight.
Sure.
You know, I would
always... Same thing with McGregor. I mean, you're watching McGregor because of the antics.
Not anymore.
He's not top five anymore.
Not anymore. I don't know if I want to watch him fight anymore.
Oh, you would.
He's not enjoyable to watch to fight. Derek Lewis is enjoyable to watch to fight.
Sure.
I mean...
Yeah, no, you're good.
I will always watch him because you know there can be, you know...
A major knockout or upset at any second. You got, you know... No, I liked it. I mean, I thought it was... I thought he did a good job. I thought, I mean, against a former... heavyweight champ in Dos Anjos. I mean, that's you know, that's no small feat, and I thought it was good. I thought it's I will watch Derek Lewis again, and like I said, I was just surprised by his agility. I haven't seen a big man move like that in a while. You know, like throwing kicks and head kicks, and you know, one of those connects, it's a whole different game.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know? So.
And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed watching it.
Yeah. And the Randy Rubb. Should we talk about?
The race?
The Randy Rubb.
Well, the Randy Rubb with Junior Dos Santos. And we went 2-1.
Yeah.
You know, the Randy Rubb.
Yeah,
and
then we won. Who lost? Mickey Gall?
That was the week before.
Oh, that was the week ago. Yeah.
Right. And then the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete.
What?
What? Is this your first day on Earth?
Yes.
Okay.
No, but the Firestone, he was on the show?
Yeah. Oh. New Garden?
New Garden, yeah.
Yeah. He won the Firestone.
The Randy Rubb's full effect.
The Randy Rubb won.
Because I went down to Jupiter, Florida to a massage place. And I was like, can I have the Randy Rubb? And then Robert Kraft walked out.
And Trump and the lady.
Allegedly, they're best friends.
Yeah.
Like, she came to, like, his Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
They're all connected, man. It's all connected.
So who cares?
Like, I feel like buying a SAT score and just
getting
a diploma.
As long as the diploma says full house.
Yeah. That's
how many people are involved in that?
Pretty crazy. Everyone's involved in it, it looks like.
Well, I don't know about
everybody. The IMG, there's the admission guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm going to buy a diploma. Actually, you know what? I'm going to print a diploma. I'm going to frame it. I'm going to put it on the back of the pizza shop. Everybody's going to think I'm...
From where?
Accredited.
From where?
I'm going to go to the School of Hard Knocks.
Well, no. That, if you're going to pay for a diploma.
No, I'm going to go to the Gracie Academy. I'm going to get my black belt.
Good luck on that.
You can buy a black belt online. There's BJJ instructors selling them online.
Well, I understand that. But go ahead and then, you know, stick your face in at a Gracie, you know, Baja event. You know, I went to the real Gracie Baja.
Okay. And that's in San Diego?
Yeah, it's in San Diego. What? Where would the real Gracie Baja be?
I don't know. Rio de Janeiro.
Maybe in Baja, but Rio?
Rio de Janeiro.
And it's like the fifth floor of a health club.
Yeah.
And I want to say there was 6,412 Brazilian black belts there.
Seems legit.
And we asked permission if we could take photos, and they said sure.
Okay.
And it was interesting. It was cool. It was.
Well, the thing about the Brazilian culture is, like, that's what they do when they start out. Like, yep. They don't start out, you know, doing t-ball and other sports. They only start judo into jiu-jitsu.
Best news of the day, 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Sign.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. Staff Zone is, as the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City Tampa Bay WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.